putting quorum to test. Dr. Keith Moore was a professor emeritus of the anatomy department of the University of Toronto, Canada. He has written two books on embryology. He has also spent some time at the King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, studying those verses of the Holy Quran that deal with the human embryo. The results of his research have now been released. Dr. Moore said he was amazed at the scientific accuracy of the Quran's statements in the 7th century about the human development, which Western experts have learned only in the last 15 years. He went on to express a hope that the Quranic verses on the subject may help to close the gap between science and religion that has existed for so many years. The Muslim, Islamabad, December 24, 1984. The Quran's graphic and accurate account, 1,400 years ago, of facts that have only come to light recently, shows that the Quran is an exposition of divine knowledge. The results of Dr. Moore's research present to the reader such knowledge that one is bound to realize that this could not have been written by human beings. The Quran's graphic and accurate account, 1,400 years ago, of facts that have only come to light recently, shows that the Quran is an exposition of divine knowledge. According to the Muslim, Dr. Moore's statement was carried by almost all Canadian newspapers, and was circulated by the national news agency, the Canadian Press. The Ottawa Citizen carried it on page 1 with a banner headline, "It is a matter for concern as well as puzzlement that, while Muslims have concentrated all their attention in recent years on publicizing their political and nationalistic causes, it has been left to followers of other faiths like Dr. Moore and Dr. Maurice Boukail, the Bible, the Quran and science, before him, to bring people's attention to the compatibility of Islam and science. If Muslims were to make an effort to show the world how the teachings of the Quran stood up to scrutiny under the light of modern knowledge, they would see the antagonism which confronts them when they espouse political and nationalistic causes evaporate, for a fact presented in the light of reason is a common concern of entire humanity. Everyone has a stake in scientific facts. When it comes out into the open, walls of prejudice crumble and fall."